for Monday, the 9th of September 2013. You'll find out what's new by listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley at the helm. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer will be back. Is it next week or the week after? What's today? Today's the 9th. 2 weeks, I think. That should be back. So let's keep our focus on what's going on because we want you to know what's going on. Headline after headline after headline after headline. The latest headlines, Obama trying to sway war-weary public on Syria. We'll address the nation tomorrow night. So, I just ask that as a rhetorical. I don't care. I'm not going to watch that. I don't watch them anyway, but there's nothing. If this was something that would affect our national defense or the future of our country, well, maybe pulling a boner and actually doing it might affect the country. Kerry reasserts Syria charge despite Assad denial. Mr. Assad will beat the president onto the television in America by a night because he's on tonight. Charlie Rose interviews him. Let's see, what else have we got here? Syria adds to Congress's already heavy fall agenda. It doesn't look like the president has support in Congress. In fact, most observers, Kenny, figure that the debate, whether Rand Paul gets a filibuster or not in the Senate, wouldn't make any difference because he's going to get through the House. They haven't got 25% support, even among Democrats, to pass a measure that would support the president. Right? Have I got my numbers right?
Yeah, that's what I think I had heard. Somebody said that there were four votes against for every one that was for it in the House.
Right, so that would be 20%, not 25%, one out of five. Let's see, what else have we got here? Russia, Syria urge U.S. not to launch military strikes. Syrian handover of chemical arms could prevent an attack, says Mr. Kerry. That's the first time I've heard that one. That's new. If you turn over all of your chemical weapons to us, we won't attack you. I haven't heard that one before. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, but how would we know that they turn that well, they really exactly. Turn them all over?
Right. Well, they bury their weapons of mass destruction underneath the streets of Baghdad. Oh, wait a minute. That's different. Sorry. Excuse me. A time warp. I've entered a time warp. All right, so what else have we got? That is the only thing that's new, really, I think. The fact that we said, send us the chemical weaponry, but, yeah, as Kenny suggested, who's going to really know the story there? Meanwhile, see you in 7 years in Tokyo. The Japanese have won the bid to host the 2020 Olympic Games, beating out Istanbul, Constantinople. Madrid had also been a top contender. Tokyo was a favorite all along because it was the host of the games before and is seen as a reliable choice. Although there are a lot of people that are concerned about the nuclear leak at Fukushima. That should be taken care of by 2020, don't you think? Good God.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And that's way on the other end of Japan, isn't it, from Tokyo?
Yes. Quite a bit. Tokyo is sort of mid-center, as I recall, and Fukushima is up on the northern sort of eastern coast, if memory serves me correctly. I haven't got a map in front of me, but I think you're right. I think we are right. Let's see here. Prince Andrew in People News. Prince Andrew is a member of the royal family. You got that, right?
Right.
He was confronted by police at Buckingham Palace after a break-in took place there. Second oldest son of Queen Elizabeth was ordered to verify his identity. Apparently, officers failed to recognize him. Initial reports said the police had guns drawn on Prince Andrew. Police statement said weapons had not been drawn during the encounter. It was a misunderstanding. And we are grateful to the Duke for his understanding, our misunderstanding. Okay.
So it could have been better if they tased him.
I know. That would have been, yeah, right. There was an intruder that was arrested by police for getting into the palace last week. But certainly not that. Now, Prince Andrew also, according to reports I saw last week, was interested in getting back together again with Fergie. Did you see that?
I did see that somewhere.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I like her a lot, and he seems to be a likable fellow. And it would be nice if they sort of put it all sort of behind them, as it were. It's important to be able to put things behind you. Speaking of that, Tom Cruise putting his past love life behind him. He said, "My problem is when I married the last two wives, they didn't know anything about Scientology." So now he has asked the folks at Scientology to get him a date or to find him somebody who's been with Scientology for 5 years in order to avoid the problems he's had with his last two. And he also said the woman must be in her 30s, must be involved in the entertainment business, and be good looking. All right. So who is there must be somebody who's got a picture of all the members of the Scientology Church in Los Angeles, right? Somebody in their 30s, entertainment business, Scientology for 5 years. Got anybody in mind? Trying to think of, I don't know. I actually know anybody. I was, when I first started living in the wintertime in Los Angeles in the mid-1990s, I had connections to the Scientology Church because they wanted to be on my radio program on KVC. So I went over and nosed around. I spent actually quite a bit of time. And I could see why you'd be attracted to being a Scientologist. I didn't want to be a Scientologist, but I thought it was an interesting exercise for me to see what goes. I'm always curious about religion anyway. I don't have much use for religion, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to find out more about it. Maybe the fact that I know as much as I do about it is why I don't have much use for it, one way or the other. I have lots of use for God, but not much for commercial, industrial, organized religion, and I think Scientology fits into that. But it's interesting gossip anyway. 13 after the hour, this is the Monday Good Day program.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. So, it's finally here. The biggest game show in television history starts tonight. The Million Second Quiz, hosted by yours truly. So what makes this such a huge television event? Well, top contestants will play for big money. How big? How's $10 a second sound? Now, how's $10 a second for a million second sound? It's live 24 hours a day from New York. The Million Second Quiz. See who's going to bag the biggest prize in game show history tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, so for a limited time, the lineup
includes fried pickles cooked to a golden crisp and the Garden Crasher, fresh veggies with hummus and cucumber sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Sounds like just the thing for a wonderful Monday morning breakfast. Right,
yeah.
Kenny? Buffalo Wild Wings. The example that I was giving, this is Good Day, by the way, 17 after the hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer, and I probably shouldn't keep saying Jennifer's not here. It's obvious she's not here, right? She'll be back. People say, when's she going to be back? She's on a different assignment. She'll be back in a couple of weeks. That's the deal. So I mentioned a few minutes ago my disdain talking about Scientology and Tom Cruise looking for a new girlfriend. Here's another example that's more serious as to why I have little or no use for most commercial and industrial religion. The riots that took place in India over the weekend, how many of you heard about that? Government intervention. Violence began after a meeting of thousands of Hindu farmers was held to demand justice for three men who were killed for speaking up against the harassment of a woman by Muslims. Speeches also reportedly given advocating the killing of Muslims by Hindus. After the meeting, the farmers were attacked, sparking riots between Hindus and Muslims pretty much all over the country, and it lasted all day long. Hundreds of troops were deployed to get the rioters under control, but not before nine people were killed. This is why I was almost going to use a word I never use. This is the kind of stuff that creates the momentum in people's minds like mine, that even though there is a lot of good done in the name of religion, don't get me wrong, lots of great things are done in the name of religion. There also are a lot of other things, and one wonders in the balance which really is the better, is the more pronounced of the two. The problems that are created by the attitudes of some, even though it may not be the majority, it still isn't appropriate. There's no place for it. So that's a weigh-in comment. Couple of recalls. U.S. yogurt maker Chobani. Isn't this the supposedly the elite of all of the yogurt makers, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Chobani?
The leader of the Greek yogurt fad.
Well, they've officially recalled cups of Greek yogurt. Consumers complaining yogurt was contaminated with mold. The products being pulled from the shelves marked with a code 16-012. And the buy dates are September 11th, 2013 to October 7th, 2013. All flavors of the 6-ounce, 3.5-ounce, 16-ounce, and 32-ounce tubs are recalled. Officials in the company said that they recalled this product after reports of bloating, people eating the product and bloating and swelling up. Claims of other ill. Woof. I don't think it'd be too easy to eat that stuff, right? The mold is what typically is found in dairy products. Really? That's so. I don't have any mold on my raw milk that I'm selling, or the ice cream or the cheese that we have. Actually, there is. That's not true. We have mold on the raw cheese, because apparently that's that's what people like. Moldy cheese. Also, Johnson & Johnson has issued a recall of Motrin drops for infants. So if you have any Motrin drops for infants, bring them back. By the way, the same as with Chobani. Either don't buy it, or if you bought it, bring it back and make them give you money back. Don't throw away. Some of the people who represent these companies say, oh, throw it away. No. Bring it back. Get your money back. Again, it's Motrin drops for infants. Do not be using them.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Of a new day is the song from Paula Abdul that made it to number one during this week in 1991. Appropriate question. Will today be a new day? Yeah, of course it will be, because every day is a new day. Will it be a good day? That's up to you. That's up to you. You have to figure out how to make it a good day for you. Here's a good story. Two teenage boys helped rescue a kidnapped woman in Dallas after spotting her mouthing the words, "Help me," from a car next to them. You hear the story. Aaron Arias and Jamal Harris noticed the woman in the back seat of a car at a stoplight and quickly realized something was not right. Arias placed a call to 911, reported that he thought he was witnessing a kidnapping. He said the woman looked panicked and was saying, "Help me," or something like that, as if she were whispering it. Within minutes, police were on the scene. Rescued the 25-year-old victim. The suspect, Charles Lewis, was charged with aggravated kidnapping. He kidnapped the woman at gunpoint after she left an office building and had had her in captivity, apparently, for a couple of weeks. So that's a good story. Good for you. Good for them and good for you.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get to a couple of the late-night shows. A little humor, not so subtle, when it comes to Jimmy Fallon laughing about Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner, he's still running for mayor. He's not going to give it up. So yesterday, he did the weather forecast on Fox's local morning show, Good Day in New York, which was fine until he started pointing out parts of the country without using his hands. It was just really nice and sunny in Boston right there, and a little humid down in Florida. Some good weather in South Dakota and North Dakota. He's still not going away. In fact, I heard that a documentary about Anthony Weiner is coming out this week. So I guess that'll make a second documentary called Supersize Me.
And listen to this. President Obama canceled a fundraising trip to California next week because of the Syrian situation. See, that's when you know this is serious, okay? When President Obama cancels a fundraiser, oh my God. We're in code red! On Tuesday, President Obama is planning to address the nation, and instead of calling for his plan to attack Syria a war, he is calling it a limited military intervention, which sounds better than potential endless quagmire. I think that sounds better. Well, listen to this. It's kind of interesting. Secretary of State John Kerry said that Arab countries have offered to pay the entire cost of unseating Syria's president if we take the lead militarily. They will pay for the whole thing. See, this is how global politics works. We invade Syria to get money from Saudi Arabia that they got from us for putting their oil in our Japanese cars so we can pay back China all the money we owe them. You follow me?
Yeah, God love them. 888-302-3684. This movie could be hotter than anyone bargained for. Recently confirmed 50 Shades of Grey star Charlie Hunnam. Is that how you pronounce it? H-U-N-N-A-M?
I think so.
Yeah. He said that he and his co-star are going to work well together. As soon as we got in the room reading with Dakota Johnson, I knew definitely I wanted to do this because there was a tangible chemistry between the two of us. Don't expect too many off-screen sparks, though. Mr. Hunnam is taken. She's supportive, the girlfriend says. She loves the story of 50 Shades of Grey, the book, and all that other stuff. I think there's going to be method acting involved in this. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum, coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Schrum. Can Governor Rick Perry of Texas again run for president, given how poorly he did the last time? A result. He has the state, the money, and the moxie to run for president, except most people think he's an idiot.
Agreed.
Okay,
I think that's it. He's a joke. He is. He's a joke to the general public. Yeah, he may run again, and it'll be very amusing. I'm sure he'll forget things again, make a fool of himself again, and that'll be fine. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I think he'll run if he thinks he's got any viability at all, and assuming he can raise the money. Look, he's a bad candidate, but he could hardly be worse than he was last time.
Well, he could beat himself last time, but that's probably not.
Listen, I want to be generous here. I want to endorse him for the Republican nomination.
He's in. I'm Mark Wien, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum, sponsored by the Business Talk Radio Network.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Story behind the story of it being a pretty good day to making it a very good day. One way or another, we'll figure out how to put the right ingredients into your head to make this a good day. Although there are a lot of things that are going on we want to bring you up to date on. Our thought for the day today, something to knock around in your head as well. Genius is the ability to reduce the complicated to the simple. Genius. The ability to reduce the complicated to the simple. So is that the story behind a good headline? Thinking about the big story, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, your newspaper, whatever paper people are looking at, is the headline really the story? And is it not? It used to be that the headline writer was the most highly paid person at the newspaper, because he or she had to read the story and encapsulate it in sometimes one word. If you look at some of the tabloid papers, one word often, or a picture, here's a pretty interesting thing for us to, in our mind, sort of identify a story with a picture. So we have Prince Andrew on the cover of the paper with "Gotcha" next to it. Right? That may or may not be the real story, but for those of you who didn't hear, the prince was stopped by the palace guard. He apparently was not recognized, and he had no identification on him. I don't think any of these. Does the queen carry a wallet? No. Does President Obama have a wallet? No. Remember when George Bush went into the supermarket and he didn't have any money, didn't have any credit cards? He didn't know how to pay for his groceries? Remember, that was really a pretty interesting story. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the important things today for you to think about. The president will turn to television, making his case for punishing Mr. Assad tomorrow night. Tonight, Mr. Assad makes it to the airwaves to tell you, the American people, in an interview with Charlie Rose, why President Obama is full of old shoes, as my father used to say. Who is counting on a military strike? It's a question. Maybe more than anybody, America's pro-Israel lobby is worried that Congress may vote no on penalizing Syria. I think you can take that to the bank. I think there isn't going to be support in either chamber, the House or the Senate, to give President Obama what he wants. So what are the Israelis going to think or say about this? If you're Jewish and you feel like you need to be heard, 888-302-3684, or Obama, excuse me, will make the case, and you can talk about that after he makes the case. A growing number of parents are not letting their children take standardized tests. Big story today about the exams, parents citing student stress, and a lot of other reasons, including there's nothing to be learned. Duh. You're teaching to the test. One of the things my daughter, who is going to actually come today to visit me for about 10 days. A month or so ago. Anyway, Megan is an English professor at UCLA, but she and some colleagues run a tutoring business. And they tutor students in high school for these tests because a lot of the private schools do not teach to the tests. And therefore, you would think, even though the private schools, the feeling is that if you send your child to a private school, you get a better education, but they're not doing well on these standardized tests because they are not teaching to the tests. And if you want to get into college, this sort of wraps itself around the foolishness that is a part of this whole business of testing in the first place. What do you really learn from giving somebody a test, what they know that day? How many of you remember taking achievement tests at the end of every year, and the teacher would teach you things that were going to be in the test, you knew were going to be in the test, and you forgot all of it? We've all forgotten all of that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what possible value is it, then, to be taking these tests or giving them? So the parents are saying, no. What'd you say, Richie?
It happens with my kids in the elementary level, too.
Yeah, they've gone way down to the elementary level.
Okay, my wife was so irked at it that last year she told my son not to study for the SOLs. You know it. Don't get all stressed out. It's not teaching you anything. It's teaching you what you've already learned all year long. And he whizzed it.
Really?
Absolutely whizzed it, yeah.
Well, there was a big controversy last week that actually ended up on the airwaves. A lot of talk radio conversation about the battle over the Common Core curriculum, which is the new No Child Left Behind. It's the same garbage. It's the same stuff. You teach to the test, and at the end of the day, what do they know? Nothing that's of value. They may learn some stuff, but what are you learning? What's the deal? So as a result of that conversation last week, the story is changing. How many of you have told your young daughter or son, as Richie has just suggested, not to worry about these tests?
Yep, you know it.
Not to worry about it.
You've been learning it all year.
Well, I think that in some cases, Richie, that's probably true. In other cases, it's not. By the way, the Boys Club is here now. We're complete. Richie McFadden at the controls now in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, Facebook and Twitter. Kenny, what do you have to add to the league of conversation here?
So far this morning, it's still all about Syria. I have yet to see anyone post on our Facebook page or on Twitter any support for a military strike. Philip says, Obama's speechwriters will be working overtime to come up with the greatest speech of his presidency to try to justify the Syria strike.
All right, how many of you saw...
This goes to back up my point. You remember this, right?
Yeah, what?
That all soon-to-be presidents are anti-war until they sit down and five guys open up that folder and go, here's what's really going on.
Yeah, right.
And then they're all like, oh, wow. All
right.
Now I get it.
Nice.
I'd love to read that folder.
Yeah. The NFL fan who is drunk fell to his death from a walkway outside of Candlestick Park.
Yeah.
This is a good reason not to be selling a lot of beer at these stands. Not that it's going to change anything, but what else do you attribute this to?
Stupid people. They can't handle their alcohol.
Is it just stupid people that can't handle
it? It's very unfortunate. It's very sad.
I know a lot of people who aren't stupid that can't handle their alcohol.
Right. But what are you doing that you drink to the point and that you're there with friends and they let you drink to the point to where you do such bodily harm, you kill yourself.
Very cool, huh?
And it's sad.
Another country in the news today. According to U.S. Secret Police, that is the Treasury Department, Secret Service, Peru has become the number one source of counterfeit dollars. To curb the flow of fake money, the Secret Service has opened a permanent office in Lima, Peru, helping Peru arrest 50 people so far this year on counterfeiting charges. Over the past 10 years, over $100 million in fake $1 bills have been made in Peru. Nearly half have been seized. Secret Service says that unlike most counterfeiters, Peruvians usually finish each bill by hand, making the phony bills look more realistic and harder to detect. So take
number
a look at that.
Number two country being Iran.
Number two is Iran?
I bet.
No, I would bet it would be Nigeria if they can find the way. You know, they're not very sophisticated.
Right.
You sort of need a sophisticated printing system in order to pull this off. For those of you who want to try to do it at home.
Countries like Iran trying to devalue the dollar by making fake dollars and getting them in.
Yeah. That's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Trying to devalue the currency. All right. We have a very interesting find that I will tell you about in just a matter of moments. Here's something that is disturbing, but yet at this time of year with all of the fairs, maybe it's a word of warning to parents. There are a lot of farm fairs. Eastern States Exposition is one I can think of, but pretty much everywhere in the Northeast especially, there are these big fairs
sure.
that go on.
Montgomery County Fair, yeah. Fairfax County
all
Fair.
All over the place,
yeah.
Right, this time of year. 15 children injured yesterday at a Connecticut fair when a swing ride lost power. Most of the children just suffered minor injuries, treated at the scene. Several were more seriously hurt, rushed to local hospitals. Officials said the children were in swings that rise up into the air when the ride loses power. Can you imagine how quickly the swings fell to the ground?
Well, they just end up swinging. The problem is that they bump into each other because it's the inertia and the momentum that keeps them separated from each other. Mm. Another life philosophy from the Rich McFadden Life of Philosophy book.
Let's hear it, yeah.
Yeah. Never ride a thrill ride that Bubba has put together with a crescent wrench.
Yeah. You don't like crescent wrench? I actually did a lot of work on a broken baler over the weekend on the farm.
Yeah, but I'm not riding your baler.
Crushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your
with
baler's
50
not
other people.
Right. Your baler's not shooting me up into the air at rocket speeds.
It sends bales of hay up into the air though at rocket speeds.
That's fine. The bale of hay can get hurt. It's not it's going to be fun.
By definition, bales of hay do not get hurt.
Bubba's got an all-in-one wrench and he's standing outside collecting a D ticket. Just keep on walking.
A D ticket.
Yeah.
All right, it's 16 before the hour. You're listening to the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program as to what's going on in the world. I think we got most of it figured out here.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The NFL season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for fantasy football. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet. Yahoo Sports is here to help you win your league. Since 2002, female participation in fantasy football is up nearly 27% each season. Yahoo Sports reporter Melanie Collins is here to show you how you can score big without ever leaving your mobile device.
With the new Yahoo Sports Fantasy app, managers can complete the entire season from their phone or tablet. From mobile drafting to managing your team weekly, it's an easy-to-use platform that'll make sure you never miss anything this fantasy football season. My best tip for new players is to prepare ahead of time. Try doing a mock draft on the app so you're ready and know what to expect for your actual draft. But most important, have fun.
For more information and to be a part of a big game, sign up at fantasysports.yahoo.com. That website again is fantasysports.yahoo.com.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
This week at Office Max, Acer's 8-inch Windows 8 tablet. An incredible $299 comes with Office Max Office Phone. Wait a minute. It's no, it isn't. It comes in Microsoft Office Home and Student at Office Max. The hot deals start there.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day. Aww. With eyes that know the darkness,
John McClane.
In my soul, shadows on the hill.
Wanna dance, big fella?
I mean, I'm in your
sketch the trees and the
daffodils. I can think of somebody I would like to be dancing with.
Catch the breeze and the winter chill.
How many people dance early
in colors on the snowy linen land.
This is a beautiful song, actually.
Now I understand.
A bit sad.
What you tried to say to me.
Story of Vincent Van Gogh.
How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
He was a great, not a good, a great storyteller in terms of musical ability to get the point across. It took a while. This song caught on quickly, Kenny, but it took a while for people to understand that it was about Vincent Van Gogh. And the reason that we are calling attention to Mr. Van Gogh is that an Amsterdam museum over the weekend said it has identified a long-lost Van Gogh portrait. It's the first full-size canvas by Van Gogh. Discovered since 1928. Wow, can you imagine what kind of a dollar amount is going to be affixed to that thing? There are amazing amounts paid by people who have amazing amounts of money for some of the artwork around today. It just I'm
not getting any younger.
It isn't, but I mean the amount of money that there is available to buy something is because it's a great investment. These things never go down in value. They always keep moving up.
I don't understand, though.
There's only one of them.
When this stuff gets stolen, who do you think you're going to sell it to?
Well, some rich Saudi prince who put it away in his basement or something, because that's about all you can do with it. You can't put it on display.
Sooner or later, somebody's going to see it.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Hey. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
After the hours we focus on today, that is Monday, the 9th of September, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. We have, as usual, Shelley Palmer here, who has a focus on the new Samsung Galaxy Gear Smart Watch. Anybody seen this, Kenny, Richie? The Galaxy Gear Smart Watch.
Is that the Samsung one that Hoda Kotb was showing on TV the other day and accidentally showed her cell phone number, and within seconds started getting texts and voice messages because it was a watch. And she just for a second, she flashed it towards the TV,
really?
And then boom, it was over.
Really?
Within like 30 seconds, she had 23 voicemails and a couple of hundred texts.
Shows the power of that television show, I guess, much as anything else.
Sure does.
All right, so Shelley reports to us in a matter of moments. Then there are a couple of other developments that perhaps you'd like to know about. We'll have that here in a moment on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung finally unveiled its Galaxy Gear smartwatch after months of anticipation and leaks leading up to last week's event. The smartwatch pairs to a smart device via Bluetooth and features a 1.63-inch touchscreen and a 1.9-megapixel mammographer camera that's activated with a single tap. When the watch hits the shelves on September 25th, it will only work with Samsung's Galaxy Note 3 and the new Galaxy Note 10.1 tablet, but pairing will expand in October when the Galaxy S4 and S3 get updated to Android 4.3. Galaxy Gear is designed to give you control over many of your Android's features without needing to actually touch your phone or tablet. The Galaxy Gear comes loaded with a handful of Samsung apps, with a strong emphasis on health and fitness. There should be about 70 apps available when the Galaxy Gear launches September 25th for $299. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby. Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. So, it's finally here. The biggest game show in television history. It starts tonight, the Million Second Quiz, hosted by yours truly. So what makes this such a huge television event? Well, contestants will play for big money. How big? How's $10 a second sound? Now, how's $10 a second for a million second sound? It's live, 24 hours a day from New York. The Million Second Quiz. See who's going to bag the biggest prize in game show history tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
I think we've decided that that show is on every night until they get some kind of big time
million second quiz with Ryan Seacrest.
I think we've figured that out. Oh, yeah, right.
I could barely watch football this weekend because every 30 seconds Ryan Seacrest was bopping up on my television. Go away already, please.
According to a report in a German magazine, the U.S. National Security Agency is now able to gain access to your data on all of the major smartphones. Der Spiegel cited internal documents from NASA and its British counterpart in which the agencies described setting up teams of professionals to crack protective measures that are put on iPhones, BlackBerries, and Android
devices. Encryption, yeah.
Right. And they then continue their effort to gather intelligence on potential terror threats. Because, Richie, you obviously are a threat.
Oh, I'm a threat to somebody. I'm not sure I'm a threat to them.
Right. The magazine said the documents indicate that the NSA would target specific individuals. And Der Spiegel, the magazine, didn't say where it got the information.
Der Spiegel says you are being watched.
Der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel, you are being watched right now by your government.
It is official. Apple really is all lined up for world domination. Reports emerging this weekend that the company is set to ship phones to China Mobile, China's largest wireless carrier. China Mobile has 700 million subscribers. Woo.
Wow.
Excuse me. Seven times more than the largest U.S. carrier. That's Verizon. And most importantly for Apple, China Mobile has reportedly been added to the list of carriers that will be receiving a new low-cost iPhone.
I thought China was making their own knockoff cheap phones that they were stealing from the plans that Apple sends to China.
Apparently that's not the case, Richie. Somebody's gotten smart at Apple and says, let's do business with them. Let's do business!
Take over the world.
59.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.